Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm Damon.
And I'm Megan.
And we are so excited to have a very special guest direct from Hawaii on the phone. We have Michelle Okimura. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I was looking forward to this time. Thank you.
So, Michelle, the first thing that we do with each of our guests is we ask them a question, which is, what has God been highlighting to you recently? So what's God been doing with you, Michelle?
Well, actually, there's been just a couple items, you know, being in what my line of work. One of them is the issue of gender identity, you know, with the kids in school, the curriculums and all of that. It's just been highlighted because a lot of concerned parents and a lot of concerned church leaders have been connecting with me on you know, how to navigate that and, explicit movement, trying to help them. Mm-hmm. So that's been a real big concern recently, just because a lot of things are going on, even in our state of Hawaii, in that issue regarding school curriculum. And then the other second one is just sex trafficking that is so prevalent, even though a lot of parents and pastors may be unaware. But yeah, it just breaks my heart, you know, to just hear more stories about girls and boys, but mostly girls, you know, getting trafficked even in their middle school and high school years, mm-hmm. To friends and boyfriends and, you know, people that even they know and learn to trust. So yeah, it's just been a lot of burden bearing, but yet, you know, just trusting God is, He is in control, and he's rising up solutions, right? So we always have hope in God. So yeah, but those are the two things that have been on my heart, especially lately.
Yeah. So for the second part of what you were sharing, we will have actually a second podcast with Michelle, where she's going to explain and talk a little bit about some of the projects that she's been working on that deal with sex trafficking. But for this podcast, we wanted to just get a little bit of an intro into Michelle and who she is and what she's been doing. So when I first met Michelle, she was the children's director at a church in Hawaii, and she came to our church to run our children's ministry for one of our retreats. And right away, when I wanted to be a part and just experience what she had to share with our kids. And right away, I felt a really heart connection with her. And so I remember telling her after the first meeting, like, we need to have lunch. We need to sit down. We need to talk. But God had a different plan for her moving forward in her career. So Michelle, I wanted you to share a little bit about your journey from being a children's ministry director to now what you're doing with Explicit.
Oh yes, that is an amazing God story. It was one full of surprises. I was so unexpected that God did this in my life. But that was my background, the children's ministry, youth ministry. And back in 2012, when my husband had said to me, asked me to be in charge of the youth. And I had, in that time, I said, well, sure, I'll help out. I just don't have much experience with youth, because up to that time, I had more experience with children in elementary ages. So I took over the youth group, and the first thing I wanted to do was have a purity camp, or just talk a summer camp, you know, to talk about issues of sexuality, because previous leadership never addressed it. And I just felt that burden, you know, the kids being in a sexualized culture. So we had that small camp of like 20 kids, you know, and at the last day of the camp, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Michelle, get ready for something much bigger in the future. And I had no idea what that meant, you know, so, but it ended up being a great camp. You know, we covered topics of pornography, and so much vulnerability, you know, happened there at the camp. A year later, we did one for junior high, and then about 5 months after that year, I found myself in a pastor's meeting with a group of senior pastor men here in Hawaii. And I was the only woman. I was a fly on the wall, you know, listening. And just how it started was one of my friends, Pastor Allen, told the leader of the meeting, oh, hey, you guys have to listen and learn about Michelle's purity camp. Mm-hmm. Well, I was shocked that he did that, but I shared, and then that and led to a discussion where they asked me to do an island-wide purity conference for the entire Oahu, because they said that they don't talk about sex and sexuality. They don't know how as pastors, and a lot of their parents don't either. So if we could help by having a conference. And so I wanted to serve, and so that was the birth of the first event of Explicit Movement Purity. Oh, we called it Explicit Movement. We didn't call it a purity conference because we knew we needed to have a more catchy name. Mm-hmm. So the Explicit Movement, and we had about 600 high schoolers come, wow. And 300 parents came for a parent track to get trained. And it was really a God, you know, God showed up. It was miraculous. God just did a lot of healing and equipping and just awareness. It was a great, you know, to God be the glory for that. And then behind the scenes, being it was my first big event, there was a lot of things behind the scenes that, of course, could have been a lot better. So after we finished that, Damon, I was just so exhausted, and I thought, Lord, maybe we'll do this every few years. I mean, it was so wonderful, but we'll do this every few years. You know, I really had no big vision for it. But what happened was the following month, I got inundated with phone calls from young adults who said, you know, we want our own explicit conference because we as young adults have different needs than high schoolers. Pastors were saying, you know, you need to do another high school one next year because high schoolers want to invite their friends. And then also, you need to do a junior high one because in some lower income communities, fifth graders are sexually active, and so they need to know about this. And then the parents said, you know, we want our own full conference instead of just one night event for us. And so I was so shocked by this and didn't know what to do. So I prayed. The Lord said in the next year, which was 2015, do all four island-wide conferences for those demographics. And everyone thought I was nuts because who does four annual conferences? And, you know, and so I was just, but the Lord said, you know, Michelle, just do it and say yes, and I'll show you how. Mm-hmm. So I said yes, despite everyone thought I was crazy. And what happened was the body of Christ started to come together, and a group of pastors who had a passion for young adults said, hey, Michelle, you know, we have a passion for young adults. We'll help you plan and implement the young adults conference. And the same thing happened with the youth, and same thing happened with the parents. And so the body of Christ started to come together, pastors from different denominations, all kinds of different backgrounds, and loving and serving together. And they just asked me to be the mom leader over them, and they would help. And so because of that, we were able to do the four. And in that year, Damon, I was so shocked because people would tell me, you know, this is going to go global. And long story short, I would shut them down and say, you can't say that. I don't even literally know what I'm doing. You know, I don't even know how to do a good event. I'm still working on that. First, I do a better event. And but the Lord corrected me on that. He said, you know, this is his movement, and he's going to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. So I had a lot of correction from the Lord along the way. In my perspective. And so just a surrender, right? Just surrender it all. And so right after that, 9 months after the first event, we got invited to Three Nations. And I wasn't even trying to grow this thing, you know, but God did it. And, Singapore, Philippines, Canada said, you know, we've heard about this. Can you come to our nation? And so the following year, we actually took a big team to Singapore and Philippines. Mm. That's kind of the accelerated, you know, start of it. I was really caught off guard by what happened, and I had to go through a whole year and a half of an identity crisis of feeling incredibly incapable and thinking that Lord, you chose the wrong person. Surely there's more capable people than me that can know how to navigate this. But, you know, it's just this life of surrender and obedience. And I just want to close this part of the story by sharing this one conversation with the Lord that I think will bless everyone. It was 2015 year, Damon, and I was crying. I was crying in bed, you know, just overwhelmed. And I said, Lord, you know, you just speak to me. And He said, Michelle, remember when you were a newly married woman and you wanted to have your own biological children? Because I couldn't have my own children, so we ended up adopting, you know. So I said, yes, Lord, I remember. And he said, well, you're giving birth to explicit. And I said, I'm too old for this. And I turned 60 a couple years ago, so this is, I was in my 50s, you know. I'm like, I'm too old for this. And he said, well, what about Sarah? And then I said, well, Lord, you know, I'm a pastor, and I teach people that to find their destiny and calling, you should really look at your passions. So I said, Lord, I have a passion to see people healed and restored. I have a passion for the body of Christ to come together. I have a passion for you to show up, create a space and place for you to show up. And you know, I just have a passion for those things. But purity, Lord, it's just a burden. I'm a mom, you know, it's a burden, but it's not a passion. So I think I think it doesn't match me. And he said this to me. He said, Michelle, what about Moses? Did he have a passion to free Israel? He didn't even want to do it. And then I thought, that's true. And then he said this that changed my whole life. He said, Michelle, in some assignments, obedience is more important to me than passion.
Whoa.
And I was like, ooh, ouch. You know, and then he said, you need to start loving the baby. He said, stop complaining about the baby, stop being afraid of the baby, and start loving the baby. And I said that, so my prayer changed to, Lord, help me to love the baby because I'm terrified of the baby. So that was the beginning of me beginning to embrace this call, you know, and assignment. And so now it is a heart passion, you know, just really to see people healed and, you know, just know God's design, right, of sex and sexuality. So that's, in a nutshell, that's the background of how it all got started.
Wow. So, Michelle, it's as you were sharing, one of the things that comes to mind is how many times we don't say yes when the Lord is leading us, and what would have happened if you didn't say yes when he said, go, you know? And so it's so neat to see you and your submission saying yes to his calling for you, and now where explicit is.
Yeah. Yeah, Michelle, this is incredible. I just feel honored to be on this call with you. And as you're sharing, you know, like, I had seen some of the explicit conference, and, you know, Ahava Screen Printing Company, they were helping with some of the graphics and things. But to hear the backstory of what you just shared, and like Damon was saying, your journey of just really your love for the Lord and obedience to him, and then seeing you birth this extremely impactful movement that's changing so many lives, and really battling head on against the enemy of like, no, we're standing in the gap for purity. Like, it's just so encouraging, because I feel like I'm just getting like, God gives everyone dreams, visions, and things to birth, but just seeing an example like you doing it and hearing the story, it's personally so encouraging for me.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Thank you for your encouragement. You know, it's interesting because, I shared with you what my passions are. And explicit movement, you know, actually in the activity of it, it does cover those passions, you know, anyways. It's a topic, you know, was not at the time necessarily a passion, right? And I have a funny story. I mean, one person said, Michelle Okimura is the director of Explicit Movement. I thought Asian women don't like to talk about sex.
Yeah, wow.
You know, it's like unlikely person, right? How God sometimes chooses an unlikely person, or, you know, we think we're unlikely, right? But God has his way, and we just surrender. I mean, it's not easy to surrender, you know, but when we do, you know, God has such great plans, right? We just trust him.
Yeah, and especially in our culture today where there's so much sex out there in the media, in TV, and sex is all around us, and God is the creator of sex. And so the church should be talking about it, but kind of like you shared, that's one place that, you know, we haven't been talking about it in a healthy way in the church. And so I really feel you're doing a great thing, Michelle, stepping in the gap that the church has created in this whole area of purity and sex. And, you know, when I grew up, I know the messages I heard was, you know, don't do it. It's bad if you do it. And then, you know, what happens when you get married? If that's all you've been hearing your whole life is don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And then all of a sudden when you get married, it's okay now. It's kind of like a big shift. So I think that's one of the things that's been cool about your conferences is that you're trying to celebrate God's design for sexuality and the right place and the purposes for it. And that's been one of the cool things that you've kind of been leading people in, and not just saying don't do it, but helping people to understand what's God's intent and purpose for sexuality and sex.
Yes, that is true. You know, we cover areas of pornography and sexual abuse, sex trafficking, vision for marriage, you know, LGBT issues, which is, you know, always a hot topic there, and sensitive topic as well, and, you know, just healthy dating. But you're right. I mean, there has been so many cases, actually, where, you know, youth who grow up in the church, and if that's what they only hear is the rule of, you know, don't do it till you get married. Many of them, not all, but, you know, there are those that will take that and think that, oh gosh, there must be something kind of bad and shameful about sex. And they carry that belief even into marriage. And there have been many cases that I know of that the married couple, once they're married, they cannot enjoy their sexual intimacy with their spouse because they feel like it's something dirty or bad because of they only heard the rule and not the other part of it, which is, you know, God really meant it to be something so beautiful and such a wonderful gift to enjoy in the married within marriage, right? So we want to bring that out too, and not to be shame about it. You know that God gave everybody a sex drive, right? And why, you know, God gave it to us, so it's not something horrible that we have that. You know, it's mm-hmm. something that He created us to have. So just that we want to help the youth how to manage that. Right till marriage. So he's just trying to take the shame off of the topic, really.
Yeah, and Explicit recently just did a 4-part series on joyous sex, and I thought it was a really cool series because those are some of the topics that you addressed in the series. Can you share a little bit about some of the other resources that you have available, Michelle, for people that are listening? How can they get more information about what Explicit is doing?
Sure.
Resources for them if they're struggling in their purity or in their sexual journey?
Yes. Well, just to highlight, first of all, what you just mentioned, we did our very, very first series for especially married couples. So if you're a married couple up there or even a single, it's great to watch. And if you go to our YouTube, Explicit mm-hmm. Movement, and subscribe, there's some playlists there. We just recently did a Joyous Sex series. It's a 4-part series for married couples on joyous sex, and it's just going to really bless you and blow your mind. It's just so amazing, you know, just to bring healing and just vision and blessing to your married life. So you want to check that out. So just go to our YouTube. First of all, there's a lot of free resources there, a lot of free playlists, even for parents. So we have a lot of content on our YouTube channel that will add so much value to you as listener. We also have Facebook, Explicit Movement Hawaii would be the name of that, Explicit Movement Hawaii for Facebook, and also the same name, Explicit Movement Hawaii for our Instagram. So, but please go to our website, explicitmovement.org, explicitmovement.org. You can check it out there, and our latest goings-ons, and, you know, look at our resource and just check us out. And don't hesitate to email me, too. You know, if you have any questions, michelle@explicitmovement.org. That's Michelle with one L, michelle@explicitmovement.org. And, yeah, I'd be glad to connect with you guys and, support. We were just here to support all of you listeners out there and just really want to be a resource to all of you. And we also have a 21-day journal, which is our first publication. And I also have The Birth of Explicit Movement, which is really a book to help the reader discover their purpose. Mm-hmm. But I cover the first 3 years of the miraculous God moment in The Birth of Explicit mm-hmm. Movement that has really great teachable lessons for life. So yeah, you want to check that out on our website too.
Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to talk about your book, The Birth of the Explicit Movement, but I feel like if any part of Michelle's journey really resonated with you listening, You should check out that book because there's Michelle walks through her whole journey of the birth of the explicit movement and the different decisions that she had to make, the different times that she had to discern God's leading. And just really, there's a lot of God stories and just the ways that God showed up and really directed her. And it was, I know when I finished reading the book, I was so inspired. And the way she sets it up is it's supposed to be read in stages, but I couldn't put it down. I think I read it in like 2 days because it was just really compelling, and the God stories in that book are just so awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I kind of set it up like a devotional as well. You know, I had a devotional thought, and I thank you so much. I just want to encourage you. Yeah, I wanted to encourage the reader, you know, to step out in their own calling and walk with the Lord and just try to strengthen people as well. But yeah, God is good. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I just went on YouTube. I just looked at all the different things that you guys are posting and that you have in the content, and even hearing about this birthing book that you just did. Like, I really can't wait. And I feel like it's just you being a faithful steward to the Lord, and look at all this fruit that's just getting multiplied and multiplied. Like, that's, you know, just an encouragement for whoever's listening, even for myself, of, you know, what it looks like to follow the Lord and all the fruit that just abundantly overflows. So I can't wait to get a copy and to watch all these episodes.
It's so encouraging. And yeah, you know, we also were able, because of COVID, you know, we were kind of shut down with our in-person events. So that gave us actually time to put together more of online courses. So if you go to our website, we have some great online courses that you can get to also, you know, just really equip you as a parent, as a single, as, you know, as a church leader as well. So yeah, you want to check those courses out. And we're continuing to put those together as well. So yeah, thank you. Just love to serve you all.
Awesome. So that is it for this part of our first podcast with Michelle. We're going to have a second part that we're going to release in a few days, where we're going to talk a little bit more about the sex trafficking and some of the things that Explicit Movement is doing to combat that. So check out that next podcast.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.